Since the next meeting. Thank you. I'll take that as nil. Mr. Elchin, are you in a position to play the national anthem?
It's with the GM, I think, Mr. Mayor.
Right, okay. Mr. GM. You all right, Doug? Mr. Elchin, for the prayer, please.
O God, in all councils' deliberations, so inspire that wise decisions are made in all things. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
On behalf of council, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay our respects to elders past, present and future. Thank you, councillors. I'd now ask Mrs. Prout to commence the recording of the meeting and remind councillors that the meeting is being recorded. I'll call for apologies, of which there's none. Declarations of interest. I'll take that as none. The confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 23rd of June. Someone like to move? Acceptance of those?
Happy to do that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Walker, Councillor Baker, no alterations or amendments. I'll put that all those in favour.
All right.
Carry. The extraordinary meeting held on the 7th of July. Someone like to move those, Captain?
Yes, please, sir.
Thanks, Councillor Peart. Second up.
Happy to do that.
Councillor
Mudford.
Councillor Mudford. No alterations or amendments. I'll put that all those in favour.
All right.
Carry. Could I have a motion to move into closed session of council, please, councillors?
Councillor Mockler.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Seconder.
Councillor Naden.
Councillor Naden. I'll put that all those in favour. Against. Carry. Okay. Can I have a resolution to move out of closed council? Please.
Happy to do that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Walker, Councillor Peart. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
I'll declare it carried. Mrs. Prout, could you stop recording of the closed session? And I'd invite you to admit the press and members of the public. Got a bit of a slow internet connection here. I'm trying to find the business paper again. Has everyone else got the business papers?
Yeah, all good, Doc.
Okay, I'll be with you in a tick. I was going to go, but I've got that first one's mine. And I just wanted to speak to it if I can.
I've got the home computer with the website and the business paper on it, and I'm talking to you through the councillor computer, and it works very well.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I just had a bit of trouble, so okay. I've got my business paper opening now. Thanks, councillors. So the first item of business there is the commitment on mayoral minutes. Just on that, the meeting on the 17th of July with Mark Helton, the Deputy Prime Minister in Dubbo, was also to involve the New South Wales Regional Transport Minister, Mr. Toole. Mr. Toole, he was unavailable at that stage, which was a bit unfortunate. The Deputy Prime Minister was able to advise us that they had done some costing on grade separation on the Oxley Highway and on the Castlereagh Highway. Both those projects with just a straight line estimate come out a little bit over $41 million. The Deputy Prime Minister's words were, it's not out of consideration, but there's a bit of work to be done. And has anyone got any other questions on those involvements I've had over the month?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Today you must have had a meeting with the Bushfire Management Committee. Any feedback there or talk about
that
reduction or anything?
No. Council is part of the Castlereagh zone with Gilgandra and Castlereagh, Warrumbungle Council, form the Castlereagh zone. Today we approved the bushfire declaration period starting on the 1st of October. There is a pre-season meeting on the 10th of September. And I'm just having a quick look at the rough notes I took in Councillor Mudgett, and that's about all.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. There's one thing that I'd like you to take notice at Kirvin there. They've put up solar panels and everything on the for the Kirvin shed there, $20,000. All the electrician work's been done from Coonabarab, and we couldn't some of the local put a finger in there because there is supposed to be a fair bit of that to go on in the future.
Right, that's a valid point. I will make a note of that.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Right, thanks, sir. If there's no other questions, I'll put that the report be noted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Again, clear as carry. Labor Government Annual Conference. So it's on again in whatever date it was in November. I think it is. Yeah, 22nd November. With the option for us to submit motions up to the 28th of September. So I might ask the General Manager to put that as an item of business on the September Council meeting. And happy to discuss or workshop any proposed motions that come forward between now and then.
I would bring up, Doug, the authority on the water flows and someone with authority with that. I think you put it forward on a motion of mine, you know, a couple of years ago, but didn't seem to go anywhere. We just seem to be missing that badly, you know, and even council's got a couple of roads that have got water diverted onto them. It's causing, you know, a huge problem, you know. So
it is. No one wants to take ownership of overland water flows.
No, I know.
That's been our problem. Okay, well, we can consider that.
Now, Mr. Yep. Mayor, I'd just like to say a little bit about that, just looking at some of the ARTC maps. They've got some good information there of the floodwaters, not the one in 100, but on some of the flatter open country, they've got all the information there. If someone could just put it together, it'd be great for the Shire to have a map of the whole Shire with the green and brown and white coloured in. It really would give everybody a good look at the big picture. They could all work together with the Shire as far as roads and diverting water and everybody working together. I think it'd be a good idea if you could find one of those maps.
Okay, so we'll just... Julie, can we just record that as a proceeding in brief? That there's an opportunity for us to take advantage of the hydrology work that ARTC's done. That's in, you know, the corridor, I suppose. But it could give us a good starting point towards coming across the Shire.
It's a good point, Mr. Mayor, and we'll progress that and look at getting the GIS mapping layer, which is probably the best way to do that.
Okay, thanks. So the resolution there that will determine any motions to be put forward at the September meeting. And normally there's three of us go. I hope for anyone that's interested. So someone wants to move that?
I'm happy to do that, Mr. Mayor.
Do you have a seconder?
Happy to do that.
Thanks, Councillor Naden. I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
I'll declare it carried. The next report is the Inland Rail briefing update.
Unless there's any specific questions around it, I think what and compliments to Randall for putting that report together. It gives an update. So if there's any questions, happy to field any questions. But if not, I'll put the report as written. Recommendation as written.
Any questions, councillors? Yep.
Mr. Mayor. What do they mean, seamless connection there at Kirby with the Dubbo Canamble line? What's that term mean?
Well, I believe it means that, yeah, Randall can probably speak better than I. You there, Randall?
Sorry, I was on mute, sorry. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Is that in, I think that's in reference to the IIP, some of the documentation in that. We've just used that term, connectivity that requires multiple train passes and shunting is not seamless. So where a train would have to run around the carriages or the rolling stock, that's not seen as a seamless connection. So what we're talking about there is north-south in both directions. So north-south from Canamble, north-south from Gilgandra, without any locomotive shunting or anything like that to happen.
Thanks, Randall.
Right, yes. Are there any other questions on that report?
No, I'm happy to move that report, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Councillor Mustard. Yeah. There's no further comment. I'll put all those in favour.
All right.
Again, Carrie, the Gilgandra Museum and Historical Society. Funding the $3,000 shortfall that COVID's brought upon us. And a recommendation there from Mr. Elshin.
Councillor, I've got a question, Mr. Mayor. I did circulate the email. Where's the funding come from? I agree with the recommendation.
Yeah, through you,
Mr. Mayor, we'd normally budget for that part of our income to go to the Historical Society. This year we won't have that income, so there really isn't a budget allocation as such. It would be an additional vote in council's budget, but yeah, given the circumstances, I feel that the recommendation is the correct one.
Okay, Councillor Mockler, how much did you like that recommendation?
Extremely well, Mr. Mayor. I'll move that recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carry. The Library and Community Hub Progress. I welcome Jo to the meeting. It's a trouble with these Zoom meetings. You're not sure who's there.
I'm here, Doug.
Thank you, Jo. Has anyone got any questions on that report?
No, I just make the comment. It just seems to be progressing well, Jo.
Thanks, Brian.
And I'd just like to emphasise the importance of the vision there, councillors, that we're all on the same page with the vision, as written in the report, that the library and the community hub will be a dynamic community living room, creating a strong modern centrepiece in the heart of Gilgandra that attracts passers-by and celebrates our local identity.
Could I move the recommendation, please, Doug? On
thank you, Councillor Pearce. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Baker.
Yep.
Thank you, Baker.
Councillor Mudford, okay. Any further discussion? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
All right.
Aye. Gary. Changes to the Road Maintenance Council contract, the RMCC, which is...
What's the history of this, Doug? You know the history of this? What happened?
I'd ask Daryl to speak to it. Yeah.
Please, Daryl.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, just before the end of the financial year, we received a phone call from Transport for New South Wales, and it was quite, I guess, an unexpected phone call. And not quite sure what the background is, but it appears that Warren doesn't want to participate in the road maintenance contract anymore. So we got, a very unexpected call from RMS asking us to take it over immediately. Early in the piece, it was a little bit unclear as to what that meant for us. So that's why we agreed on a temporary basis, but we wanted to understand, did that include, you know, just the maintenance, or was it ordered works as well? That's now been clarified. It's RMCC work in its entirety. So that's as much as I'm aware of. In order to keep the state highways maintained and progressing in terms of ordered works, they've asked us to step in. So that's as far as I'm aware of it.
So, Daryl, this work in Warrenshire guarantees the full deployment of our dedicated group to RMCC work, doesn't it? Or pretty well?
Mr. Mayor, it does. I guess one of my initial concerns was, did we have enough staff? For the time being, particularly surrounding ordered works, that was where I was quite concerned. Initially, there was some sort of, implication that potentially Transport for New South Wales internal teams might take over the ordered works. That's now been clarified. They expect us to take over the ordered works. So the work out near Colli, which is quite it's about 9 kilometres. The discussion we had with the representatives from Transport for New South Wales indicated that 4.5 kilometres of that was expected to be completed this financial year, and potentially, if we got it finished in a timely fashion, then the other 4.5 kilometres might come along this financial year, which is quite a big project. But I guess that was that was the concern. If Transport for New South Wales took over that, then it all meant for us was the maintenance side of things. So there was quite a question mark about staffing levels and resourcing levels. I don't believe we would need much more equipment, but I was a bit concerned that we might need another dedicated maintenance team just to pick up the pieces with the extra 85 kilometres. But for the time being, Mr. Mayor, we're just proposing to make sure we do it with our staff as we see, you know, that are operational and they're dedicated to the highway. So we'll take it as we see it.
Okay, thanks for that. Councillor's got any other questions?
Mr. Mayor, through you to Dale, does the staff, if they're working out there, do they come home every night or they got to camp out?
No, through you, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Mudford, no, they would return home every night.
Yep.
When they do works for Dubbo and sometimes they're down near Dunedoo, that's when we will require them to camp out overnight, but that's all fully recovered through the income that we get.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Darrell, it's Greg again. The 9Ks near Colli obviously needs doing. What's the rest of the road like? You know, because it's had quite a bit of work done on it, but it certainly needed it too.
Look, that was one of my initial concerns with Transport for New South Wales, because, you know, I'm not particularly familiar with it. They indicated that the quality of that road out there isn't a red flag for them, so I was quite concerned that, you know, there was a lag that we would have to pick up. That appears that that's not the case. We've had a couple of inspections done, and generally from a maintenance point of view, it's not in too bad shape.
No, thanks, Darrell.
Okay, councillors, so there's a recommendation there that we agree to the changes to the contract and that we adopt that work health and safety requirement.
Happy to move that, Doug, Susan.
Thanks, Councillor Baker. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Mudford.
Thanks, Councillor Mudford. Is there any further discussion on that? Any dispute? I'll put it. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. I'll declare it carried. The next report's in regard to a request from Water New South Wales to provide water for pump testing. I think Councillor Mockler had a question in his email.
Yes, Councillor. Mr. Mayor, if I can remember what it said. I think I indicated in
basically
you
want, aren't we?
Yes, that was my suggestion. I noticed the report indicates that further information is to be obtained, so I think the director's covered that, but my support will be limited to once only.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, Councillor Walker here. I have actually submitted a proposed recommendation through to Mrs. Prout, and if you could please pop that up on the screen, be much appreciated to you, please.
Actually, Ash, I don't have it.
Hang on. I
can have to read it.
Okay. Hang on a second. Point one, that the report be noted. Point two, that the Mayor and General Manager be authorised to enter into negotiations with Water New South Wales regarding an agreement to provide 50 megalitres of groundwater in accordance with the water sharing plan. Let me know when you want me to keep going, Julie. The report be provided to a future meeting detailing the history of Gilgandra's water licence, historical usage and long-term sustainability of such.
You lost me. You'll have to go back.
Yeah. Go back.
Sorry, whereabouts? I'm written off.
Did a report be presented to a future meeting?
Yep.
On the history of the water licence? You've lost it.
Historical usage and long-term sustainability of such. I can't actually see whereabouts you're up to. You're typing. I'm actually reading off another screen at the moment.
Mr. Mayor, could I...
He seems to have that.
Yep. And point four. And then I'll take, happy to take Daryl's question or whoever it may be to. That council develop a regional water strategy. Which reflects our access to groundwater. And any long-term implications on the Castlereagh River system.
Okay, so you're moving that way, Councillor Walker?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can I have a seconder?
Councillor Mockler.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Okay, do you want to speak to it, Ash?
Oh, look, I think, well, first thing I was actually concerned about is, are we giving away our water? But yes, it is only a temporary 50 meg just to allow for the test drilling out west. But I think given that we've just been, or we're still maybe in a drought, situation, the last thing I want to do is actually go and give what is such a critical piece of infrastructure to our community, and where we haven't had to go under water restrictions other than level one, we probably really need to actually, as a council, get a bit of a grip of what water we have available and what we can do with it. And water is such a complicated issue. And what water sharing plans are so complicated. I just really probably want to get my head around it, to be quite honest.
Okay, Daryl, did you have a comment?
Yes, please, Mr. Mayor. In regards to point three, I've done a little bit of homework since that request came in and since that report was written. They've asked for some access to some water through the Southern Recharge Surat Basin. Now, we have a 1,500 meg licence through that basin. It's a little bit over 1,500 meg. We at Gilgandra traditionally use between 850 and 950 meg per annum. So there is capacity, I believe, in a one-off, but without understanding what they want further, it was a bit difficult to, you know, if this was in perpetuity, that's a different scenario. But as a one-off, I think we're on the surface, we have the capability to help them out. With regards to point four, that's the purpose of the IWCM, or one of the purposes of the IWCM, which we are really struggling with, and we're in heavy consultation with the department over this. So I think that point four is kind of covered with the work that we're doing with the IWCM, unless I've misunderstood the intention.
You're possibly right there, Daryl. I think they have the idea of a formal report to council and tying it back to the IWCM is in accordance with the resolution there. is a good reminder to us to, in regard to our available water. Because with a 1500 meg license, yeah, it is a valuable resource, as Councillor Walker said.
We actually, so the 1500 meg license I referred to was the southern recharge zone. We've actually got additional 1500 meg through surface water licenses. So Gilgandra actually has about 3000 meg capacity. It's just that they were asking through the southern, you know, obviously if they're transferring it through aquifers, they were talking about the southern recharge zone, and that's only 1500 meg.
Right, thanks for that. Well, I think that reinforces the fact that as elected officials, we don't have a real firm handle on what is one of our most valuable resources. And that report might give us that. So, councillors, have you got any further questions or comments?
So it's just a one-off thing, Mr. Mayor, like carted over in trucks or something.
No, they won't actually extract it out of our aquifer. Like Daryl, it'll just be.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it'll be shared through the aquifer, being the southern recharge Surat Basin zone.
Yeah.
But no, there won't be a physical extraction from Gilgandra and transferred to. Ningen and Cova.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Okay,
you need to work out the price.
Yeah, well, that's the second point there, I think. And we have done that before, Councillor Mudford, in regard to temporary water allocation for Warren Bungleshire with their bores. Okay, councillors, if there's no further questions, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I'll declare that carried. We move on to the road betterment program. And Councillor Mocker, I've got your email here in front of me in regard to the Gundy Creek Turrawina crossing.
Yeah, so perhaps the director can address the matters I referred to.
Sorry, you, Mr. Ware. I don't have the email in front of me. I'm around the flat at the moment, but from my recollection, the Gundy Creek, at Gundy Creek on the Turrawina Mindoran Road, we have a situation where there is a culvert. It's completely blocked. It's blocked in its entirety. It's creating a plug, which means on the upstream side it's holding water. On the downstream side, there's plenty of capability for it to flow. That'll be repaired under the flood damage because that's actually been created by the flood situation. The betterment program that I'm suggesting is to take care of the approaches where we end up with lots of corrugations leading down to that area, and which also causes rilling. So we've got both latitudinal corrugations and we've got longitudinal rilling. And when I went out and had a look at it, I thought, well, the extension up to the point where, the top of the rise, that might be the opportunity to remove that from, you know, future issues.
Okay, and I think that was in accordance with Council's desire to see the money on a betterment program. So there's a recommendation there, councillors, if there's no other questions.
There is one, Doug, I just for Daryl. The Maggie Mellon Creek, it is really the Paddy's Creek, I think. Raleigh got he shuffled all the names on those three creeks out there. We're slowly getting them back into line again, but I think it's the Paddy's Creek. Daryl, you're referring to?
Yeah, look, I'm not quite sure, Greg. I don't know the history. I just looked at it off a map. But it's definitely the same culvert. I checked the pictures back in the 2010 flood, not long after the March 19 flood, and also again after these natural disaster events. and it's the same issue occurring over and over again. And it'd be great if we could address it by putting in the retaining wall and stopping the swirling on the other side.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you're right. Thank you. Thanks, Darryl.
Okay, so the recommendations there, councillors?
There's one more, just to Mr. Mayor. I checked out the Bidden Creek there, and I see the big problem there, but Darryl, we're in Darryl's hands. But also Townsend's Lane, which we had a look at about 4 years ago, where the water crosses the road there at the Marfagai Creek and washing back, the few rocks in there, could be done at the same time while they're carting rocks, or maybe Darryl could have a look at that as well. Do you know what I mean there? That just out of town on the Oxley Highway there, turn left there, down Townsend's Lane, it's eroding back. Next thing will be back on the road, the washback.
Can we put that as a proceedings in brief, Julie, and as a, well, initially a customer request, I suppose. And that'll get in the system later. Are you happy with that, Councillor Murphy?
Yes, that'll be good.
Okay, thank you, man. Righto, so the recommendations there on page 22. That we adopt
I'd like to move that, Doug, please.
Councillor Peart. Councillor Mudford. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, Gary. Fees and charges for companion animals. These are new charges. Do you have a bit of a background to that, Lindsay, Ms. Fatson?
Yeah, Lindsay's just popped his head in, Doug. He's just got to re-log on. He's just dropped out for whatever reason. So we skip over that one and go to the next one and come back to that once Lindsay comes back on board.
Okay, happy to do that. Well, we go to the committee meetings for adoption. And there was only the sports council in there. And the recommendation on page 28 that they be adopted.
Have something to say there, Mr. Mayor, about the Junior League. They're a bit disappointing that they've pulled out the Gilgandra there and they're going to Dubbo. And while they're there, their parents are doing the shopping in Dubbo. It's just another loss to the town.
Sorry, Councillor Mudford, but that was Group 14 Junior League that didn't form.
Oh, right.
And they've been able to get a game in Dubbo. Unfortunately, they don't get any home games. And there's three teams participating in this.
They
haven't been in Uganda. It's all because of COVID.
And Mr. Mayor, given that Darcy, my son, is in one of those teams, they will be back to normal next year.
Very good.
That'd be good. Okay. Sorry, was that Councillor Mockler wanting to move that?
It was.
Thank you, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder? The second time, do I have a seconder? Councillor Baker. There's no further questions. I'll put that. All those in favour.
Aye.
Carried. Summary of reports for notation, the bank balances, the fund balances, outstanding matters from previous meetings. I'm sorry, Councillor Mudford, that was something else to come up today at the Bushfire Management Committee, was Mudford's Road.
Yeah, we'll look into it, Mr. Mayor.
We are that. That was my response. The development applications that were approved, the assessment details, and a recommendation that report be noted on page 34. Someone like to move that way?
Yeah, I'll move it, Doug.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Peart.
Thanks, Councillor Peart. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
And carried. Okay, councillors, Category A correspondence, which is something that requires a response from council.
Can I speak to this? Please,
if you would.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to think that the council, as part of their resolution, consider encouraging Warren just to put it forward as part of a local government New South Wales recommendation, and we lend our support to them through that process.
Great idea. Would we support that with a letter, say, to the federal member?
I think
that would
be worthwhile, Mr. Mayor.
Councillors, your thoughts?
No, I think you agree. I agree with it, Doug. I think the drought's been put so far back down the line that it shouldn't be. There's people who are battling very hard, you know, and there's going to be people lost from the district because of this.
Okay, so would you like to move that we suggest to Warren that they include it as a motion to local government New South Wales, and that Canberra Council write a letter in support to our federal member for parks?
Yeah, I'd like to move that, Doug. I think it's
Councillor Pearce, do I have a seconder?
Yeah, Councillor Mudford.
Thanks, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Carried. Category B, correspondence, which is for notation. Santos, that was just an engagement letter they provided on the project. And the minutes of the Irana Joint Organisation turned up late this afternoon, just before the meeting. So Mrs. Prout will circulate those in the next day or so. So if we could have someone note the number one there, the CNDOS update, and note that the joint organisation minutes will be circulated separately.
Councillor Mockler.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler.
Happy to do that.
Councillor Walker, thank you. Yeah. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Could I go back now to the Companion Animal Act fees, which were a fair way back.
23, Doug.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, it looks like that Lindsay hasn't been able to join us. Is that Lindsay on channel? I'm happy to take any questions, Mr. Mayor. Those fees are, as per the Companion Animals Regulations, prescribed fees.
And there's one or two new ones in there, aren't there?
There is, yes. And the one
makes us more responsible pet owners.
Well, one that is of importance to note is that in the past, if you de-sexed your animal at any age, you got a cheaper registration fee, whereas now they're saying that you've got to de-sex it before the age of 6 months to get that registration fee.
What about, Dave, a cat not de-sexed, $210 last year, see, and this year it's $50. What about a cat?
I hadn't spotted that. Yeah, I think
they
tied it up with just a
D-sex cat. The other point to note is particularly around dogs that have a dangerous dog declaration or a restriction declaration on them, that they're required to get annual permits. So that's going to be a process, because we have a number of those in our community.
Yeah, we do.
And we got the resources to manage that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'm comfortable we can manage it within our existing resources.
Okay, thank you. So the recommendation that those fees and charges be noted. Someone like to move that way? Sorry.
Councillor Mudford.
Thank you, Councillor Mudford. Have a seconder.
Councillor Walker.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Put that. All those in favour.
Aye.
Aye.
Against, I declare it carried. That's the conclusion of the business paper, councillors, and on that basis, I declare the meeting closed at 5 o'clock and 4:58.
Perfect, Doug. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.